702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll be joined by Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. Is it possible we could be auditing the Clark County School District? I've been calling for that for 8 or 10 years, and it's never had support of Democrats. For some reason, it's almost as if they were protecting somebody. I don't know that that's true or not, but it always seems like, you know, whether it's school choice or ESAs or any of that stuff, Democrats are always standing in the way. And the teachers' union is standing in the way. Is it possible that maybe they don't want an audit? Maybe there are things that, you know, as far as how money is spent in the Clark County School District, it may well be the Democrats just and the teachers union just doesn't want anybody to know. And now we've got Maggie Carlton and some other members of the assembly that are saying maybe it's time that we looked at this and created some sort of audit of CCSD. We'll talk about that with Kevin Child. Also, one of the things we're going to do is the talk of electric vehicle push in Ohio and around the country. Yeah, it's gaining strength. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden used a United Nations speech to forcefully condemn Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing world leaders, the president took direct aim at Moscow.
Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter.
He said Russia's Vladimir Putin launched a brutal, needless war in Ukraine, but he challenged the UN to be unwavering in its resolve.
We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression. Period.
Mr. Biden also criticized Putin's new nuclear threats against Europe as reckless. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Intensifying its fight against high inflation, the Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate by a substantial 0.75 point for a third straight time and signaled more large rate hikes to come, an aggressive pace that will heighten the risk of an eventual recession. At a news conference, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says it's unclear how the interest rate hikes will play out.
We don't know. No one knows whether this process will lead to a recession, or if so, how significant that recession would be. That's going to depend on how quickly wage and price inflation pressures come down, whether expectations remain anchored, and whether, you know, also do we get more labor supply, which would help as well.
The Fed is raising rates to fight the worst inflation in 40 years. Two U.S. military veterans who disappeared 3 months ago while fighting Russia with Ukrainian forces were among 10 prisoners, including five British nationals, released by Russian-backed separatists after talks involving Saudi Arabia. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 522 points, the Nasdaq dropped 204, the S&P lower by 66, oil dropped a buck to $82.94 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Beef factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Public Administrator Robert Tellis could soon be out of a job. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson says his office is seeking a court order to remove him from office, contending Tellis has been neglectful in his duties since his arrest in connection with the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Tellis, who was arrested September 3rd, is being held without bail. A preliminary hearing in that case is scheduled for October 26th. Zappos is trimming its staff. The online retailer, which is headquartered in downtown Las Vegas, is going to be laying off staffers. saying it's laying off less than 4% of its workforce, but sources say that number could reach as high as 20%. Former Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh sold his company to Amazon in 2009 for $1.2 billion. The buffet at the Aria closed back in March of 2020. Remember those days when the COVID-19 began? Well, come December, a food hall is going to be taking its place. Proper Eats is going to be offering a dozen food and drink concepts in many restaurants, which will range from breakfast to burgers, Mediterranean to Korean fried chicken. Aria officials say the food hall concept is keeping with how diners want to experience multiple eating opportunities.
Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, that construction on 15 South is causing backups from Sahara to Tropicana there. Also watch for a lane closure 15 South between Hacienda and Russell. Got a crash westbound at Lake Mead Parkway at Fiesta Henderson and delays on the 215 westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And, of course, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming up at 3. Very exciting. Speaking of very exciting, it's always nice when Kevin Child comes on the radio with me. Mainly because it's not because I like talking to him. I like the idea that his mom, Jean, listens to this show, and I can just about promise you she's listening right now.
Yes, she is, Kevin. Hi, Mom. I love you so much.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yep. I'm a mama's boy.
That's okay.
Yep. I'm proud of it.
In Jean's case, that's great.
Yep.
But it is always good to have you as well. But knowing that Jean's listening always makes it something special. I wanted to have you on because there's all this talk now that Democrats are now supporting the idea of an audit of CCSD, the fifth largest school district in the country, and maybe the world for all I know. And it's something that Republicans have been talking about, but they've never been able to get anything done with it, and that is auditing CCSD. First of all, do you believe the reports that Maggie Carlton and others on the Democrat side of the assembly are supportive of, yes, of such an audit?
First of all, thank you for having me on your show, and thank you to your listeners who are listening to us today. Yes, Maggie Carlton knows how to ask for stuff. It's something that the Republicans should have asked for a long time ago, like
Didn't they?
No, they haven't.
You were on the Board of Trustees, and you're telling me that Republicans never, that they talked about it, but they never did anything about it?
No, they never did. And that was the sad thing about it. And I put it up on the forefront when I made the news all the time and when I sat in front of 3, 5, 8, and 13, you know, when those ladies went after me about a forensic audit. We need a forensic audit. You need it. They say, oh, it shouldn't be. Yes, it should be. It's not their money. It's the taxpayers' dollars.
So explain to me why this never happened. I mean, what happened? Because I know you, as a member of the Board of Trustees, interacted on a fairly regular basis with members of the Assembly and the State Senate, and maybe the governor's office during the Sandoval era. Explain why this never happened.
Number one is that I got two of my cohorts to go with me, and we have seven, so you've got to get that. It's a split board. So the split board means there was 4-3 vote. They were protecting the superintendent of old. And we knew that there was contracts that shouldn't have been written out. And myself and another trustee, we gathered up all the information and we gave it to the attorney general. Did nothing to it. We had everything ready to go because, again, it was all about the finances of the Clark County School District, Kevin.
Now, this is the fifth largest school district in the nation, maybe in the world. And a lot of people are going to ask the question, why, you know, most major corporations do audits, forensic audits. Why not CCSD?
Well, CCSD does their audit, but it's a surface audit of where all the money's supposed to be. ID Bailey does their, and it's a procedure that we do every year, but it doesn't dig deep into all departments. They don't have enough people in all departments to do audits throughout all those 398 schools. And they were short a lot of people. So, again, it doesn't get done properly, Kevin.
So what would it entail? And I guess the question I'm really asking is, what is it you want to know out of a forensic audit?
Well, where your money's being spent. And because, again, the money should, after AB 469, which is the money follow the student bill, which is 85% of the student money goes to the student and 15% goes to central office, which now they're in breach of contract or breach of the law. They're breaking the law, Clark County School District is.
How so?
Well, number one is they've changed the formula, which they cannot do per law. But where is Aaron Ford? He has not been nowhere near that because he should be filing a lawsuit against the Clark County School District, and he should be in the forefront doing that, and he hasn't. He has not done that, and now they're looking at receivership over the Clark County School District. The state superintendent, Joan Ebert, is.
Now, this is something that's a little new to me because I had not heard about the dreaded R word or receivership related to CCSD. I mean, we've heard about that over the years in North Las Vegas and different political entities, but I had not heard this relative to the school district. Now, receivership means you're out of money. Is that right?
No, the state takes over because you did something wrong, and they're working on it. It should have been done about 6 months ago, Kevin, and they haven't done it yet. And I don't know where Aaron Ford is on that because he was one of the authors of the AB 469, meaning the money follows the student, with Senator Roberson. Both senators, Republican and Democrat, were working on that bill to make sure that the money was with the student, didn't go to wasteful spending in the central office, which was a good concept, which is a great concept.
So what would receivership look like if the state took over the Clark County School District?
State superintendent would take over, and the Board of Education of the state of Nevada would take it over.
What would happen to the elected Board of Trustees?
That's something I didn't go into.
Would they be dissolved?
I'm sure that they could be, or they could be removed from office if they were found guilty of that, you know, alleged crime that they did.
So exactly. So what you're saying is this effort at an audit, is that the precursor to something bigger, like maybe receivership?
I'm sure it might be, because there's got to be, whenever they put something forward, you know that there's something in the back end. But again, there's so much money that came in from COVID. And like I said, none of it was spent. A lot of it is just sitting there, Kevin.
And by the way, please refer to them as Biden bucks.
Biden
because
bucks.
That's what they are.
And that's Biden and Sisolak dollars, because Sisolak has every right. He's putting money where, and he's not getting, you know, the feedback from the legislators. Have you heard the people from a Democratic legislator of how they're spending this money and why they're spending this money? No, there's no accountability. So Maggie Carlton is probably opening up a door where these Republicans can take advantage of it and say, now we're going to go after this stuff. And if they don't, shame on them. So when you're out there looking at somebody to elect, make sure that they're about education. Make sure that they're worried about this education and the money that's being spent on these children.
What do you think we will find?
There's contracts out there probably that weren't properly vetted. There's
sweetheart deals?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Whenever you have those dollars, and that's what they didn't like me. They didn't want me to be anywhere near that. When I started pulling paperwork because I was a trustee, they leaked stuff out that wasn't even, you know, that tried to take the eyes off of what I was doing. As you know, it's like, here's a shiny object. Kevin's doing this. Kevin's banned from schools, which I was never banned from schools because there was never a lawsuit against me. There was never an ethics violation against me. It was just a fluff and fold thing, Kevin, because I was in the schools the next day after it came out in the newspaper, and I had the media go out there with me walking the schools.
So what happens now? The legislature doesn't meet until February 6th, and I'm assuming that nothing can happen in the interim between now and then. Am I right?
Well, they'll set up the interim committees, and that way they can work on everything, get everything ready to push the button come January 6th when everybody's elected. I'm sure that Maggie Carlton's a very smart woman. She knows what she's doing, and she's all about the kids. She really is about the student funding. She put her best foot forward on a lot of that stuff. It was just other Democrats and some of our Republican friends, as we call them, rhinos, weren't up to the task to taking care of a lot of this, you know, financial duties as a legislator.
More coming up with Kevin Child. We're talking about your kids, their education, Clark County School District, the teachers union, and a whole lot more. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's amazing how many times friends are right, whether it's a recommendation on a new restaurant or contact info on a reliable handyman. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. My friends all said, get tested. Get your hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're pregnant, and no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, somebody brought cannolis in yesterday, and we're just getting around to it. They're from Trader Joe's. Really good.
What are you saying? My mouth is full. They're really good, though, by the way.
No, really good.
All we need is chocolate milk.
We're sharing. We're sharing with our guests.
Sharing is caring.
No, it is. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about this new effort at a forensic audit. And by the way, is there a difference between a forensic audit and an audit?
Yes, there is. It's a deep dive. Deep dive and making sure that you go through every book in a forensic audit. So you're looking, you could look for criminal activity as well as just where all the money's going to a penny.
So, okay. So tell me what it is you expect to find and how long will it take to find it? Is this something that you know, will last 6 weeks? Is it something that that will last 6 months, or is it something that is an entity as big as CCSD that'll take 6 years?
Well, number one is I was told that a forensic audit would take about anywhere from 6 to 8 months.
Wow!
So that could take that long. And I'll tell you one thing is, our future governor Lombardo, he is all about those audits. He's been saying that on the campaign trail about getting this audit done. So he's been out there. Sisolak's nowhere near where he should be about education. I mean, Sheriff Joe Lombardo has really pushed this whole thing about education right now, and I'm happy to see that. And I'm there for him if he ever needs me, by the way, because I know a lot where the bodies are buried. And I know how to make a school district better, because when I went in, we were 49th ranked. When I left, we were 37th ranked, Kevin.
A state superintendent. Kevin Child.
I would take it in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
I mean that's a gig you could walk into on day one and hit the ground running.
I'm qualified.
No training needed.
And I know who I would want to hire because I know who I worked with that made the school district better. And it was like, you know, we talked about read by three, reading by third grade. Well, Democrats took that away. That should have never went away because our kids struggle in reading. We're one of the lowest in the country when it comes to math and reading. That's what we should be focused on right now.
Well, here's the problem. I talked to Erin Phillips in our first hour, and you'll be able to hear her comments coming up a little bit later on. And one of the things that I asked her was, you know, where is the accountability? Where is the legislative branch of government there with oversight to find out all this money that we're throwing at education, read by three, victory schools, Zoom schools, all these things. These I call them the whiz-bang programs that superintendents have brought in. Mm-hmm. How do we know that we're spending our money wisely? And this is the program that works. This program over here doesn't work. This program, it might take another couple of years to figure out if it does work.
And it's data. because when you score these kids, it's not taking tests, but it's scoring these kids, not taking tests. It's knowing what they're doing. When victory, Zoom, and read by three, it's all about learning how to read and emphasizing that process to get our kids to where by third grade, and that was with Zoom.